Welcome to the Eat Cleaner, Live Larger podcast, where award-winning coach, author, and former junk food addict Karen Nola shares her winning strategies to help you eat healthier, cut the crap, and create a life that you absolutely love.
See, I finally opened up my eyes, and I saw me coming back to life, that I'd be better.
Welcome to episode 17, How I Chose What to Do for My 50th Birthday. All right, well, do I have an episode for you today? Because I am recording this on the eve of my 50th birthday, which is actually Tuesday, the 11th of October, 2022. And today has not been at all what I anticipated. In fact, a few hours ago, I should have actually been in London, which is my destination for my birthday. But instead, I am recording the podcast many hours later, just before I leave for London, because, as you know, I'm loyal to the podcast and to you and want to make sure that every episode goes out when it's supposed to. So to that end, let's start at the very beginning. When I first decided I was going to record this podcast, that's the title I chose, which again is how I chose what to do on my 50th birthday. And I am going to share that process with you, but I'm also going to share a lot more than I anticipated. So if you are not sitting comfortably, then I recommend that you adjust, because this might be a little longer than I originally anticipated. But without further ado, let's get into how I chose what to do for my 50th birthday. All right, so obviously, when people have major milestone birthdays, there's a fair few options. Sometimes people go overseas, sometimes they'll throw a big party, sometimes someone will throw a big party for them. And sometimes there's people like me who actually decide that they're going to use it as an opportunity to get away and to reflect, to retreat, withdraw from the world for 24 hours at least, and to take stock of literally the first half of my life and what I want to do with the second half. So to set the scene for this, some of you know this, many of you will not, but this year has been a very interesting year for me personally, as well as globally. In May, I lost my grandfather, who was very, very close to me. And in August, I lost my mother. Now, you know, to lose two very close relatives in the same year is a big deal for anyone, but when it's your mother in the equation as well, and the whole story around how that came to pass is also very, very upsetting. It's been a heck of a few months, and so I decided that I needed some time just for me. For this particular stage in my life, and also what's happened this particular year, I really didn't want any kind of party. I didn't want to be doing anything external, but something very internal. And so about an hour from now, my journey to London is about to begin, and I'm going to check into a really gorgeous hotel in the city and basically put myself in a cocoon for the next 36 hours thereabouts, and use all of my birthday as an opportunity to retreat, reflect, review, and then to actually cast my net into the future. What do I want the next 50 years to look and feel like? Who do I want to be at the end of those 50 years? Assuming I'm still here when I'm 100. And what do I want to say is true about my life that isn't true yet? What are the goals I want to achieve? What are the books I want to write? What are the places I want to go? Who do I want to meet? What experiences do I want to have? You know, these are just a few of the questions I'm going to be pondering on tomorrow. And I'm also going to be focusing on my business and really thinking about where I want to take my work. And I have a few ideas that have come through very strongly, very recently about what I want to do, but I haven't been able to give them any time to really dive deep into them. So I'm really looking forward to doing that tomorrow. I also have a really special massage lined up, and it's not the usual kind of massage. There's a whole kind of ceremony to it and various things. It's very sacred and unique and definitely 50th birthday worthy. So I'm going to be enjoying that tomorrow afternoon as well. And then out the other side of that on Wednesday, I'll be checking out around noon, and then I have a meeting, and then I'll be heading home to be with my groups that I'll be speaking to on Wednesday afternoon. So that's a rough idea of what I'm going to be doing. I'm actually going to be diving very, very deep. I have my own way of doing these things. It's not just sit with a pen and paper and answer some questions. There's going to be a fair few other bits and pieces in there to really make the experience as deep as it possibly can be. And to be honest, I could not honestly think of a better way to spend my birthday this year. And also, I know the future version of me, 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now, will look back at today's version of me and be so, so grateful that she took that day out of her life, and specifically on her 50th, to take stock and to review, to learn lessons, to observe patterns, habits that are working and aren't working, and to potentially change trajectory. Because obviously, if we keep going where we're going, we'll just end up with a more of an extension of where we are today. And I definitely want to expand. And really, to me, the way I'm spending my 50th tomorrow is the epitome of the live larger part of Eat Cleaner, Live Larger. In order to live larger, we really do need to take some time out of our everyday lives to do just that, the kinds of things I've already mentioned. And unfortunately, so few people do that. And in fact, I was talking about this to someone at the gym the other day and telling him what I was going to be doing on my birthday. And this guy that I was speaking to, it's actually his 66th birthday that particular day. It was last Friday. And he said to me, God, I wish I had done that on my 50th. He said, I so wish I had had the presence of mind to do that. And, you know, he celebrated that I was doing that. And, you know, it actually helped even more to feel great about what I'm doing, knowing that someone 16 years older than me was wishing that they had done it 16 years earlier. Because, you know, if we don't review these things, we will just keep repeating and we may not like where that ends up. So what makes this even more potent? The past week has been the cleanse program. So I've been on juices only, and it's now day 8, and I feel squeaky clean and very alive, very clean, very clear. I'm very ready, and I decided to make my cleanse 11 days in the end so that I could actually go through my birthday on a cleanse and come out the other side a couple of days still cleansing. And that feels entirely perfect, and I'm really thriving on it. In fact, this morning I was at the gym and I had an amazing session, very strong, very flexible, just all around really good. My PT actually commented on it. And I did say, I'm still on my juice cleanse. And, you know, it just made all the difference. And I was pleasantly surprised, because even though I know from experience that being on a cleanse doesn't compromise my performance. I actually feel like this particular one has enhanced it, which is very cool. So the part that I didn't anticipate sharing with you today was what happened after the gym, because about 15, 20 minutes down the road driving home, I passed a car that had careered off the opposite side of the road onto a verge, and a lot of people were looking at this car because it was a particularly interesting car. It was like a small sports car, very unusual. And so I just had a brief look at it, but I knew I was approaching a roundabout, so I slowed down and, you know, just basically was slowing down, coming to a halt, and could have in fact been at a halt when I looked in my rearview mirror, and unfortunately the car directly behind me that was coming very fast towards the roundabout was also looking at the car and was not looking at me. And I could see this car careering towards me, knowing there was absolutely nothing I could do about it, and knowing there were cars in front of me, and just basically bracing myself for impact. And impact came. So the bottom line is that I've spent all of today now attending to all things car related. My car has been taken away. I may not ever see it again, in fact, depending on how extensive the damage turns out to be. I was only allowed to drive it round the roundabout and into a supermarket car park to get it in a safe location. The exhaust was about an inch off the floor, and some of the underneath of the car had fallen down, and the whole back bumper was just a mess. So, we will see what happens. Now, the reason I share this with you is not just because it's happened today and it happens to be on the eve of my birthday, but actually it's a very good teaching point, because historically, and I'm sure you can all relate to this, you would say, oh, it's been a horrible day, it's been an awful day, it's been a disaster. And honestly, I just don't see things through that lens anymore, and I haven't for many years now. And there's a saying, you may have heard of it, it's also based on a fable, which is good luck, bad luck, who can say? And if you've never heard that before, I invite you to Google it, because you'll end up with a very short but very potent fable about a farmer and cows and sun and various things. But it's very illuminating, and it's really helpful, because let's face it, we're all going to have days in our life that aren't necessarily what we would call the best. And yet it does seem that just about every cloud does have a silver lining. But when we focus on the cloud, often we miss the silver lining, or we just diminish it. And so when stuff like this happens to me, which thankfully my car doesn't get hit on a regular basis, you'll be pleased to know. But when stuff like this happens to me, I take a step back and I just feel into the situation and just check in and see, you know, what's going on here. And my intuition is very, very strong. Those of you who have worked with me before know that I can really pick up stuff very easily and quickly. And I felt into the energy of the situation and got the clear message that there were really good things that are going to come out of this. Now, I don't know what those things are yet, but there's been kind of signs along the way, the rest of the day, that all is happening for a reason. And I always say everything is happening for you, not to you. And I truly believe that, even in the most dire situations. I'm sure there's a few exceptions where we wouldn't all necessarily think that to be true. But oftentimes in life, when we're busy trying to look at the gloom and doom of something, we really do miss that gold that's in there, or that silver lining. So we'll see what happens. But as of right now, I feel I do definitely have whiplash. I'm going to have a nice hot bath tonight and relax at the hotel, enjoy the massage tomorrow, and hopefully I'll be, you know, pretty good tomorrow. But who knows? We'll see what happens. But just very, very interesting timing when things like this happen, just, you know, hot on the heels of another negative or sad event, because it's, well, less than 2 months since my mum passed away. You know, it can be easy to go into victim mindset and just think, my gosh, like, what else can go wrong? Everything is going wrong. You know, what have I done to deserve this? All of that kind of narrative. And I just don't do that. I just feel with an expectant mind and an expectant heart. Where is this taking me? What are the blessings and the gifts that are going to come out of this? And, you know, already I've met some very cool people today along the way. The interactions between myself, the guy that hit the back of my car, and then I got pushed into the car in front of me. He was a French guy and he had a brand new car, which has been damaged because of the impact. So there were three of us standing on the curbside, actually being extremely kind to each other. And police were already present because of the car that was on the other side of the road that had already come off. So, you know, just if you take nothing else from this podcast, do not rubberneck, all right? Because it is statistically shown that a lot of car accidents happen off the back of looking at another one that has happened. And that's exactly what transpired today. Because if that car had not been on the other side of the road, then the guy behind me wouldn't have been looking at it. And then he wouldn't have crashed into me, and I wouldn't have crashed into the French guy. And I wouldn't have spent all day waiting for my car to be collected, going to the doctors and speaking to insurance companies. So, you know, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot, but we'll see what happens. So I'm going to sign off very soon because obviously I want to get to London. I'm itching to get to the hotel. And the other thing I will mention is that I did actually email the hotel earlier today to let them know what had happened. And I did that because I wanted to ask for something that would support me through the next 24, 36 hours. Because in the past, I certainly would have just kind of sucked it up and said, okay, well, I'm just going to try and make the best of this and just go to the hotel. No one needs to know anything. I'll just check in later than I thought. But actually, I decided, no, I booked online. There is part of the agreement that says if you book through the website or the app, then you'll get an automatic room upgrade. And when I'd spoken to them the other day, they said they couldn't guarantee a room upgrade, but they'd see on the day. So I thought, well, I'm going to be checking in late now. The room upgrades may all be gone, but I am going to let them know that I've had a car accident, and I am going to let them know that I'm coming for my 50th and that I have had two losses this year. And it's been a very tough time. It really has. And is there anything that they can do, whether it's a room upgrade or something else that will make my stay more pleasant? And they have replied. They have said that they look forward to welcoming me and that I will be taken care of. So we will see what the taken care of part translates to. And yeah, I'm more than happy to receive. It's been a big day. And yes, this weekend was also Make Space for Magic, which again, some of you know what that is. Many of you perhaps do not, but it's a really potent transformational process that I walk people through to clear a space in their home. Sometimes it's a car or a garage or an attic or a basement, but usually a kitchen, a bedroom, a living room or an office. And I did some really deep work on my office this whole weekend. And so, as I shared on the Make Space for Magic call yesterday, when we move that much energy, when we clear that much stuff, we make room for much bigger stuff to happen. Now, if someone had told me yesterday that the space I was making would be filled with a car accident, I don't know that I would have continued. But we'll see. We really will see. And I will suspend all projection, all judgment, and all narrative, because as of right now, I don't know where this story ends. I don't know if my car will be a write-off. I don't know if I'll get it back. But I do trust that whatever is happening for me. And interestingly, last Friday, my car actually went through its annual MOT and service and had also been really beautifully cleaned. So it was in just pristine condition. And this week, in fact, commemorates the date that I actually purchased the car. It was the 15th of October that I purchased the car. And I'm trying to remember how many years ago it was. I think it was about 8. But it's a beautiful car. I've really looked after it and I love her to bits. So, you know, I have been thinking recently, is it time to move on? But I love her. So we'll see. We'll see what the universe decides on this one. So yes, a few hours from now, I will be asleep and moving into October the 11th and looking forward to seeing what that day brings. And as I will be staying in the confines of the hotel, hopefully I'll be safe. All right, I look forward to connecting with you next week. I'll share what happens. And until then, I hope you have a fabulous and safe week. And until next time, bye for now. Hey there, I'm so happy that you joined me for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode and I look forward to sharing more with you very soon. In the meantime, if you are ready to start making changes, then hop on over to eatcleanerlivelarger.com and download the Eat Cleaner Live Larger roadmap. Let's get your journey to health, happiness and vitality started today.